This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. What the heck? Oh, it's my headset. Duh. I knew my mouth was moving, but I couldn't hear anything, which is kind of hard. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I would tell you to head up to the website and get a TRS mug, and for those of you watching, it's obviously not. It's actually a white privilege mug. Notice it's white all the way around. I don't know. Coffee tastes good, this, too. Watch. I need it for my throat. All right, so, look, there is so much going on today. And I'm not going to beat up Mueller for all 3 hours, because that's just craziness. You can get that on 12 other stations, okay? Actually, you probably get that on 1,200 other stations. We got the one guy that's always screaming breaking news when it really isn't breaking news anymore. It was breaking news at 10 o'clock this morning. You know what I'm saying? But we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on. Christmas is coming around. It's still a major league assault on Christmas. And I know some of you make fun of me when I say that, but I mean it for real. I mean, some of the headlines that you can look at just today, the PC police has a city order a church to remove the nativity scene because, you know, too many people might see it. I don't know. Right? Public schools are barred from Christmas play over reference to Jesus. Right? Can't do that. Professor says that God did not get Mary's consent. How does he know? Did God write him a note? No, I don't. You know, I don't know. I've never asked God that question. Figured he's God. He should know what he's doing. And how does that work? Right? I mean, the Dems have no problem forcing things on us, like, you know, unaffordable health care. You would think that the creator of the universe would have the right to force himself, should he so choose, on any one of his creations. Or does now the creation become the master? Boy, talk about backwards thinking. So we're going to hit a lot of these stories tonight, because I have a ball with these. I love these. But the one that's driven everybody crazy, and then we're going to have I'm going to have Pastor David Hague on with me, and I always enjoy having him on. And because I can, you know, I can get deep with stuff. He doesn't take it personal, which is always good. Should never take anything I say personal. But in watching what's been going down online, I know, right? I'm going to jump right into this. Some of the things that I've seen come across, like, we have now, it's kind of like we don't sin anymore, right? I'm not going to get all religious on you, but it's just really funny how Christians and people of faith, it's kind of like sin is whatever is defined by the people around you. So, is that the way it is now? Have we now changed the meaning or the culture? So I'll be asking David, you know, I'm going to give him the easy ones like that. And the Pope is changing the Lord's Prayer. Did you guys hear about this? Now, my first thought was, you cannot change Scripture. I mean, has this guy gone off the deep end again? I had to ask. But I got to tell you, when you look at his reasoning, when you look, when he wrote out the explanation, I would say, you know, we probably have to, we would probably have to agree with him. And then we're going to talk a little bit about bondage. And no, you sickos, not what you think or just thought it was. You know, it's funny because if you believe that Christmas was all about Christ, Christmas is all about, you know, celebrating his birth. And the reason we celebrate his birth is because he freed us from bondage. And what do? Remember the old days? You remember the Christmas clubs? You're probably a baby. You don't remember that, do you? Do they still have them at the bank? You don't even. You're looking at me like I've lost my mind. I had too much to drink. Yeah. Anyway, Christmas clubs at the bank. They were this little book. I know they don't use the books anymore. But anyway, you committed to put, like, if you were trying to save $500 for Christmas, then you would commit to put X amount a week or X amount a month in the bank, and they would give you a set interest rate so that you would have that money coming into the Christmas season, right? So you'd save all that time, and then you'd have the money, and technically you'd be without debt after buying gifts for everybody. And then you would start that craziness all over again in January. You'd open your Christmas Club account. So we don't do that anymore, because now we have plastic. And plastic is your Christmas Club account. So now we... And it's not like you need a new car or a refrigerator, or you're paying for, you know, some kind of health emergency. And please, if I'm irritating some of you, I'm not doing it to do that. I just want to bring something up here. So you look at this and you say, okay, some of you, not all of you, you spend buku bucks at Christmas time. You go into bondage because you put all that money in your credit card because you really can't afford to buy gifts for anybody. You buy them anyway because you don't want anybody to be mad at you. So if they really love you, if they're really your friends, they're really your family, it wouldn't be about the gift. But let's move on. So you put all this weight on your credit card. And now you, not only do you have to pay, unlike the Christmas Club, where you were ahead of the game, you have to pay back with interest what you bought. You put yourself in bondage. You owe somebody money over the gifts. And you always hear, if you're a Christian, you always hear at church that Jesus was a free gift. So if you're celebrating his birth, if you're celebrating him releasing you from bondage, then shouldn't it be a free gift? I kind of think we've forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. I'm not trying to steal anybody's joy, but I think we kind of forgot. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Pastor David Haig joins me. And notice the tree in the picture during the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You want to head up to the website, give me your name, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. It's really that simple. I send you one email a week. Let me know that you're interested, you're not interested. If you don't like what we have to say, just unsubscribe. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to unsubscribe. It really is that simple. Anyway, always a pleasure. You guys know that when it comes to Christmas time for me, I always It just drives me nuts sometimes when I see what people are buying and what they're doing in the whole nine yards. And I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me, and every year I kind of put him on the hot spot with some of this stuff because it's just, he can get me down off the ceiling and it works out well for me. And the same thing with when it comes to sin and a few other stuff, it's kind of, and speaking to some of my friends that are Christians, or as I call them, Sunday go to meeting Christians, it's almost like they want to bring what has been classified or determined as sin in the church. They want to kind of change it and mold it a little bit for the new era, for a new time. Pastor David Haig, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. I like your show, and I bet I'd like your listeners too.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure, and I know they like you. I see what they write about you. Matter of fact, I don't know if I can have you on the show anymore because they write nicer things about you than they do about me.
That won't last.
So, one of the things in doing the stories that we do on a regular basis, and reading some of the stories about, I always do a God story every night, and it seems that as time goes on, and I'm doing this show, there's been more of an acceptance of sin, and it comes from some of it comes from that line that we're not supposed to judge anybody, which you and I have been around a million times over. But I'm noticing more and more, I'm not so sure that's the reason. It seems like it's culture is changing, and we figure that we need to accept more, because by accepting more people will love us and like us. Are we becoming a culture of accepting sin or not seeing real sin as sin? I mean, help me out here.
You know, I think there's two things. Number one, I think you're right. We have lost the definition of sin as being something that God doesn't like. So, you know, the Westminster Confession says that sin is any transgression of or lack of conformity to God's law. So there's, if God says to do something and you don't do it, that's sin. If God says not to do something and you do it, that's sin. So theologians call it sins of omission and commission.
That's right.
But the bottom line there is that it has to do with what God says. And so when culture decides, wait a minute, what God says is wrong, we're actually okay with, what happens is you end up, you know, redefining what sin is. The other problem is not just that we redefine sin, but we basically become universal forgivers. That, oh yeah, we all sin, none of us are perfect, so yeah, you did that and that wasn't right, but you know what, who's perfect? You're not perfect, I'm not perfect. So not only do we redefine what sin is, but we've lost the gravity of what it is, and that is that we have shaken our fist in the face of an almighty God who will not put up with sin. And that's obviously why he sent Jesus, because he wants to build a people that he can use to glorify himself for eternity. But in order to do that, he had to take care of sin. So the death of Jesus Christ proves how bad sin is. If God the Father thought God the Son had to pay the price, then we really ought to understand how bad it is.
Oh, I agree with you. I've been doing these stories, like, you know, it's kind of like the stuff that you look at on the internet, the things that are in songs. We allow certain words to go by because, you know, it's in song. It's not a big deal. You know, God didn't know about the internet, so he couldn't lay everything out ahead. I love some of the stuff I hear from people. I always get the biggest charge out of it. But, I mean, we no longer... The way I see it with some of my people that I know is the foundation. We keep moving the foundation as to what is right or wrong, what is sin, what is acceptable or not acceptable. You know, we allow our kids to listen to certain music that we know deep down inside. When we hear it, we as parents cringe, but we don't want them to be separated from their friends. We don't want them to be ostracized by their friends. We're moving our foundation, are we not?
We're absolutely doing that, and part of the problem is that, you know, I mean, you get into a whole new subject, but what makes sin more palatable is that when we no longer have an appetite to call sin sin, because when we call sin, when we hold somebody accountable, let's say it's your son, your daughter, you raise them a certain way, and they go into high school, and they start, you know, flirting with the edges and going over the line, and a lot of parents today are into parent or into child-centered parenting, and they think, well, okay, if I ground my kid for drinking beer, he's just going to be mad at me, or my daughter is, and who knows, then she'll go off with some loser and have sex. And, you know, I'm just going to try and talk to them. I want to reason with them. But we all know that where sin abounds, there needs to be standards. There needs to be punishment. There needs to be discipline. You know, whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, we find in Hebrews chapter 12. And there is something about getting your hand slapped or getting your car keys taken away that causes kids and adults to realize, look, what I did has consequences. So in our society where we have severed consequences from bad acts are going to proliferate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. Okay, so we come back. We're going to talk about the Pope, and we're not for my Catholic friends listening, because I know some of you will write me notes after I do these stories. We're not talking about the Pope to beat him down or make fun of him. That's not what the goal is here. He has decided that the Lord's Prayer needs to be changed, and so he's issued, I guess it's an order, an executive order, if you would, to change the Lord's Prayer in the Catholic Church. And at first, I was aggravated about this. It really irritated me. But then I'm one that says, wait a minute, you don't change Scripture. The Lord's Prayer is the Lord's Prayer. But when you read his reasoning behind it, I, for one, had to sit back and say, okay, he may have a point here. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, and I'm going to put that one up after David Hague when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, if you want, you can send me an email if you have a question, because I know some of you don't want to come on, and I don't want you to come on when we're explaining this stuff. You can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We'll be back in a minute. Go heat up your coffee. Come on back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It all started as a cordial, closed-door Oval Office meeting between President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi over the spending deadline and funding for the border wall. But the niceties deteriorated quickly at a photo op.
You want to know something?
For more than 15 minutes, the two sides talked past each other.
And this has spiraled downward.
Nancy Pelosi urged them to stop the on-camera bickering.
But it's not fair, Nancy.
No,
it's called transparency.
Emboldened by their House takeover, Democrats say they won't give the president the $5 billion that Mexico was supposed to pay him for a wall. Mr. Trump noted the expanded Republican majority in the Senate. That's when Chuck Schumer spoke up.
Who won the Senate?
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
That's right. I haven't gone to school in a long time. So this is perfect for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really mean that, too. I really love it when you guys are in one of the chat rooms and you're yakking it up. And, you know, and it's nice to see that you're getting things out of the conversation. Again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me bring him back on. I always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Pastor David Haig joins us. He's a pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. Also, Pastor, you also have a blog.
Right. HaigStock.com.
Yep. And it's a good place to go. You guys, I tell you, I read the stuff. I enjoy very much what he writes about, and you know it's from the heart when you read it from him. So, again, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time. This is not, for you Catholics out there, I am not beating on the Pope. So, breathe deep. A little cleansing breath. So, the Pope, in a few recent articles that I've read, the Pope has looked at the Lord's Prayer and has decided that maybe, just maybe, that he needs to change a word or two around because it's not quite right. And his aggravation is the line that says, "Lead us not into temptation." And he wants to change it to, or has approved the line, "Abandon us not into temptation." Now, I know in watching what was going on social media and other places, people were having a real heart attack about this. But I'm going to let Pastor Haig explain it. You know, remember that we get translations. You know, people have translated this into English or into wherever you live, Greek or Spanish or what have you. There's a lot more to this than just what you read in English on a page in the Bible. You could take it from there, Pastor.
Well, I think you hit a nail on the head. I mean, the original Lord's Prayer may have even been uttered in Aramaic, and then Matthew wrote it down, and so did Luke, by the way. In Luke 11, there's another rendition of it that's different a little bit than this one, although that line, "Lead us not into temptation," is in both of them. But it's written down in Greek, and then, you know, translators take a word and translate. The word perosmos is the Greek word for temptation. It means trial, and a trial can either be something that, you know, it could be like getting the flu, or it also could be a temptation. But the point about the Lord's Prayer, number one, is that the verse 9 starts off, pray then like this. The Lord's Prayer is not some magical prayer. It is a model. And it is a model in four or five ways. The first thing is it says the prayer absolutely acknowledges that God the Father is in charge. He is the one who is holy. He is the one we're coming to. We're submitted to him. Secondly, it absolutely starts with, your will, not mine. Okay, I'm not coming through prayer to the evangelical fax machine to get my, you know, my desires known in heaven. No, I'm saying, I want your kingdom to come. I want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm not praying about selfishness. I'm praying about your will done through me. So then what does that look like? Verse 11 then, it's first of all, it's total dependence. Give us this day our daily bread. This is a throwback to the children of Israel in the wilderness when every day God sent them just enough manna for that day and they shouldn't gather anymore. Does that mean we shouldn't buy bread and have freezers? No. It means that in all of our wealth, we still have to have that sense of dependence on God. And then he says, and forgive us as we forgive. So there's the idea that when his will is being done through us and we're dependent on him, his ways are going to be our ways. And if we're not going to be forgiving people, if we're not going to be holy people, then we're going to have a problem with God. And then the last one, and lead us not in temptation. Down through history, both Roman Catholic and Protestant and Orthodox theologians have understood the fact that in James chapter 1, it tells us God never tempts us with evil. So what is being talked about here is that we must understand our weaknesses and we must daily pray, Lord, please do not allow me to get in a place where my lusts, my greed, my pride are gonna bring me to sin. Don't lead me into circumstances that are going to overwhelm me, but rather deliver me from those circumstances. Now, as far as the Pope, you know, he asked about a French translation, and he's absolutely right. What he's saying is that the temptation here is not a temptation to evil. And so he's saying, don't abandon me to that. I think he misunderstands what temptation is. It's really, God, don't abandon me in a place where it's going to overcome my weaknesses. But I don't think that he's, you know, doing anything wrong. He's not changing the Bible. He's changing a translation.
Yeah, well, that's what people need to understand. It's funny you should say that, because years ago when I had some issues with words and what have you, it didn't seem to make sense. You know, I got an Aramaic Bible with Strong's numbering in it, believe it or not, Greek and Hebrew. You know, that's why the Bible tells us study, not just read. This isn't a Reader's Digest, right? I mean, it's not a comic book. You have to read and study and figure out. They were translating those words in from like you say, Aramaic, Greek, Hebrew, and so forth. So you get yourself a little Strong's Concordance. You kind of understand where the words are coming from. I was explaining to somebody today, which would help some of the listeners, we have one word for love in English, just one. But I believe the Bible translates five or six different words to our singular word of love.
Well, there are three Greek words for love, only two of which are found in the New Testament. Agape and phileo. Eros is that kind of sexual, shady kind of love. That's not found in the Bible, but it is found in other extant Greek writings of the day, 0.8 Greek time. But, you know, the whole idea of words, it really means what did the author intend it to mean? Every piece of written literature starts with, the meaning starts with this. What did the original author intend the original readers to understand by the words that he used? So for us in 2018, to pick up an ancient document like the Bible and just, you know, parachute into a text and decide we know what it means, we're not playing fair with the document. And that's, you know, we see that happening with the Constitution. I see it happen every day with people who, number one, don't read the Bible, but then jump into it and try and make it say something it doesn't, and then charge me with it, you know. And this is what I'd like to say about the people who are worried about the Lord's Prayer. Here's what I want to know. Do they pray? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or is this just something, do they pray and are they following? Do they recognize God the Father is the Holy One? Do they recognize the desire of our hearts is for his will to be done through us? Are they working hard to be daily dependent on him, even though we are insulated by our wealth? And are they forgiving people? And lastly, are they worried about their weaknesses being overwhelmed by some circumstance? Or do they just go willy-nilly into things? You know, it's like the guy who shouldn't drink and he goes and sits in the bar. Or the guy who it has consumed with lust, and so he buys a, he goes on a website that shows porn. That's exactly what this verse is not, is saying. Don't do. Don't ask the Lord never to allow you to go into a place where you know it's going to overwhelm your weakness, and you're going to. But we put ourselves in those situations.
Yeah.
So my question to these all these people that are upset: do you pray? Do you pray the Lord's Prayer? Do you pray any prayer?
That's a, like when I sit with people for lunch, and some people will say, "Well, you know, God doesn't do God. God's not here. God's not there." So, well, how much time do you give God? Do you even know what his phone number is? I mean, don't tell me what he's not doing when you never reach out. The other one I always love too is, and I try to explain this, you know, the Old Testament, where it talks about the Jews sleeping together. Right, it's not the same, because I'm going on your words.
Right.
Words have different meanings. Well, today that conjures up a whole different thought in somebody's mind. When in reality, innocently, they were all sleeping in the same room, like me and my male cousins did when I was a kid. There were like eight of us in the same room. We were sleeping together.
Well, today we use it as a euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't. And in the Bible, it says, you know, he's not alive; he's sleeping. That was their way of saying he's dead. So,
right.
I mean, the word changes with the culture, and that's one of the things as interpreters of the Bible or any piece of literature, we have to understand the culture in which it was written,
right.
Not the culture in which we are reading it.
Yeah. No, it's sad because a lot of people that I know, and I'm sure you do too in your job, people read the Bible like they read a novel. And there's no thought to what was going on in the day and what the culture was and what was going on around them. It's just the story. If you would.
But even more so, I think they read it like they do an encyclopedia. And they say, okay, where does it say, you know, my husband's supposed to take out the trash? Where is that, Pastor? Pastor, where does it say God helps those who help themselves? They're just looking for some rule or law that they can hold on to vindicate their own poor behavior. When you've got to read it as a story that starts in Genesis and ends in Revelation, it's the story of God's redeeming love. In which he wants to redeem a world and people who, A, don't want to be redeemed, but he's going to love them.
Yeah. All right, so we come back. We're going to talk about my favorite, bondage, and not what those some people think it is, about what goes on every year around Christmas. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Pastor Haig, I promise he'll still be with us. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive.
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
I wish you could see what I see. Not through the show, I just walked into the studio. You know? Her, what was that other guy's name? Who's her boyfriend's name? Who? Frankie Avalon. There you go. Annette Funicello, Frankie Avalon. There you go. That's what I think every time I hear that piece. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're getting close to Christmas. I know some of you celebrate the holidays. I was joking with a friend of mine the other night. Interesting, at Christmas time, everybody wants to say happy holidays. I want you guys that are married that don't like to say Merry Christmas. I have a challenge for you. On Valentine's Day, I want you to look at your honey and say happy holiday, honey. And tell me how that works out. Send me a picture of your black eye afterward. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know this guy feels the same way I do. Pastor David Haig is with us, and I always enjoy when he's on, have a good time with him, and he lays this out straight on some of these things. And this one in particular, Pastor, bondage.
Yeah.
You and I were talking during the break, but I told people in the first segment, I said, look, we get into all this debt to make people happy. Jesus was the free gift that came to get us out of bondage, and it seems like we work 24/7 to get us back into bondage every Christmas season. It's all yours. Give us a Christmas message. Yeah.
Well, I've always thought it was intriguing that on Thanksgiving Day, we sit around the table and we
we with our kids and our friends and our family, and we go around and say, these are all the things we're thankful for. And it's never usually something that we purchased. It's, you know, love. It's my wife. It's my daughter. It's that I graduated from college or whatever. And then the next day, Black Friday, we go out and spend so much money on stuff we don't need. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. We, you know, everybody who's ever been real with life, when they get old, realizes that the best things in life are not things, they're relationships, right? They're experiences. And as a pastor, we do a lot of counseling with young couples. And I got to tell you, the number one problem in marriage starts with the heavy burden of debt that sits on the shoulder, and it just is there, and you build up this huge debt because you buy things you can't really afford to have, and the beauty of credit is what they tell us. And that bondage, that burden, actually exacerbates the cracks in the relationship. And money, man, I tell you what, unless you manage it well, it will manage you.
That's true. It's very true. Yeah, but what do you, you know, these people who feel like that they have to, I won't say they're going to have to buy a bigger, but, you know, again, during the break, you and I were talking, and I said, I feel a lot of people, they buy gifts for people at Christmas time to show them a little love and a little appreciation, and, you know, Aunt Mary's always done this for us, and she's always been there for, I want to get her this because this is what she wants. I realize that a lot of people are of that mindset, but when it gets down to you only make X amount a week, and there's no way you're going to be able to pay that back, or it's going to be a burden on the family. When did this happen? When did we become the gifts are more important than the gift that we actually got at Christmas?
Well, I think when we... some people buy because it makes them feel good to buy. Other people buy because they want to see that smile on their son or their granddaughter. Many times a Christmas present is a way to try and say, look, can we be friends again? You know, if your teenage daughter doesn't like you, but you go out and get her what she wants, then for a little while she snuggles up to you and says, thank you, Daddy. And we're so anxious, we're so desiring to be accepted and to be loved, and that sometimes we try and buy that. You know, and then there are other people who just have lots of money, and they're buying their kids, you know, Apple Watches and cars, and those kids spread it around, and our kids come home and say, Daddy, how come we only got oranges or something? And then we want to try and show, well, our kids are going to have what the neighbors have. I think there's tons of reasons why we overspend. And America is a consumer-driven society. If you tell somebody, yeah, I don't have cable. Yeah, I don't have an iPhone. Yeah, you know, we don't have this or that. I actually drive a 2004 car with 150,000 miles on it. And people look at me and go, why are you driving that? Well, because it's paid for, and I can take the money that I would be spending on a car and do something much more meaningful with it. We've got to get away from the idea that money can buy me happiness. It just doesn't.
Well, we're inundated with those commercials on a daily basis. Look at the smile on this one's face. Look at the smile on that one's face. Look at, you know, look right. at the joy this brings to the family. I've always got a kick out of those things, and they don't realize how much you're being sucked in by that, sucked in by the music, sucked in by, you know, the surrounding of the ad, if you would, you know? Again, we've lost sight of...
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
The line that gets me is, you deserve it. Because I think people believe that. I think they make... You know, they make $3,000 a month or $4,000 a month, but then they think, you know what? I've been working hard. My family still, we deserve that Hawaii vacation. So they put it on a card. And I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people and I said, you've missed the entire point of Christmas. Christmas is not so much what we give each other. In fact, the whole tradition of gift giving comes from the wise men. We don't know how many there were. We always say three, but we don't know how many there are. But they brought three different kinds of gifts, and they presented them to Christ. You know, the first person that we should be giving gifts to, by that I mean our hearts, our lives, our adoration, our obedience, is the one whose birth we're celebrating. And I know a lot of people don't believe in Christ, but they have turned his birthday into an opportunity to double and triple their debt. And somebody, we just got to wake up. We can't do that anymore.
No, I love your comment, though, because I know I'm such a mean guy. I like playing with my granddaughter sometimes, and I'll say to her, so it's Jesus' birthday, right? Yeah, well, yeah, it's Jesus' birthday. Okay. How come we don't give him gifts? Why do I have to give you a gift? And you just see that look of confusion on her face, because the reality for a little child like that is, okay, somebody's birthday, you bring them a gift. Well, if this is Jesus' birthday, what are you doing? What did you make for him? What did you give him?
That's why, you know, as I grew up and we were raising our kids, we always read the Christmas story, and we talked about that before we opened our gifts.
Yep.
And we always saw that Jesus Christ, you know, the reason I can give you a gift, Joe, if you're my brother or my son, the reason I can give you a gift is because God has given us such a great gift in Jesus Christ, who's given us life and given us meaning. And the fact that we're a family, and in our case, comes out of the fact that we've entrusted our lives to Jesus Christ, and we're going to live for him, and that's made our family that much more secure, that much more meaningful, that much more loving.
Yeah, you know, again, I'm with you. I tell a lot of people that know us or even our family members, you know, don't just get us anything. You know, we're not expecting a gift from you. If you can come over, that's great. Send us a nice card, that's also great. Just the fact that you're thinking about us and praying for us, that's always, you know, good stuff to do, and it's a good place to get their mindset. Get them out of being concerned that they have to get you something, or if they come over, they have to bring you something. Just bring yourself, you know?
Well, funny you should say that, because, you know, my wife and I are in our early 60s, and we've lived a long time, and we've accumulated stuff. And I was asking her, what do you want? She goes, you know, I don't know that I want anything. If I want something, we go out and get it. I mean, we live pretty frugally, but if we need something, we go get it. And so thinking about what to get each other, just so there's a package under the tree, it's quite a puzzle right now, and so we're finding things that are much more meaningful than expensive.
How about this one? Why don't you wrap something you're willing to get rid of? All right. Look through the house and say, let's wrap something we're willing to get rid of. Then we'll open it up on Christmas Day. We'll bring it to Goodwill the day after. Although
you
don't want to leave the house the day after. All right.
No,
you got a minute and a half. Why don't you give people a short little Christmas greeting, and then I'm hoping to have you on next week, but we'll see what happens.
That'd be great. Yeah, I was just, you know, I was studying the passage in Luke 1 where the angel comes to Mary and basically explodes her world by telling her, guess what, you're favored of God, and guess what, you're going to be pregnant. And she goes, man, I don't even know a man. I'm not. And she was engaged, and Joseph certainly thought she was unfaithful. And then the angel explained to her, no, you, the one that's going to be in you has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to have a son, and he's going to reign on the throne of his father David forever and ever and ever. And then she says, behold, I am your servant. Be it done to me according to your word. And what I want to just, you know, remind people of is that what Christmas is about is acknowledging the lordship of Christ. And what God wants in our lives is always best for us. What his obedience to him is always our best option. And when he's more glorified in our lives, we're going to be most satisfied with our lives as well. So I hope that strikes a chord. Merry Christmas, you guys.
And you actually took care of my next story in the next hour, which is a professor who said that God did not get consent from Mary.
Yeah, I read that. Dude, that's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
He hasn't read the story.
No.
I mean, here's another guy who doesn't read the Bible and is going to try and use the Bible against us.
No, bingo. I thrive on this stuff, so I really love this stuff. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and yours if I don't see you, but I'm sure I'll have you on next week, and have a safe
Sounds
rest
good.
Of the week.
Okay, man.
All right,
thank you.
Yep. Bye. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot coming up in the next hour, okay? I'm actually just going to do, we'll do a Christmas hour. How's that? We'll do all the stupid Christmas stories that are out there that I talked about earlier. And see what your take is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.